So this budget has to be revised as it was. And then two, comrades can have a look at this program with the ultimate intention of making amendments. We can amend, we can, you know, make our own proposals. So it's not a fixed program. It's a draft program that requires of us to make a submission. Let me say from the 9th of May right up to the 23rd of May, we haven't had a meeting. This program was unveiled very quickly. And I also have given an apology because I was in the subject conference. I was also deployed elsewhere. So this particular program was not we were not able to meet in order to discuss all the issues. Now, what it means in essence is that we are behind. So what we have to do is to juggle around this program. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, with respect to this issue of the state of provincial legislation, these are submissions which were made by some of the provincial legislation who were indicating that they actually ought to be in the different number of states but not the different numbers. So we have not as yet put in place a process whereby we as a community have to get either the state or advisors or questionnaire that has to make presentation to us in order to be able to look at this. These are just methods which have been stated, but the committee will have to dig deeper into the conversation. So all we thought was that what we could do is just to put these issues on the program. And then from there we'll be able to.
I think my concern is, I mean, it's one thing to discuss an issue with the experts, whatever. I think my worry is the public hearing aspect, in that if you throw it open to the public, you then create expectations. And I'm not quite sure I where we're going on it. I mean, my understanding is that there's a formula regarding the seats of the number of seats in a provincial legislature, which I think is linked to the number of registered voters. number will change between fumigation and irrigation. I remember in Kaupeng and Kaupeng are the two largest provinces. I think Kaupeng has more people pure registered voters than KZN, I think, is a larger legislature, that kind of thing. So I think that it would be, if we're going to look at the issue, let's, before we schedule any public processes, let's look at it internally. I've also got a particular problem with that there provincial conference, and I think there are other provincial conferences often starting on the Friday. So basically what I'm saying is, look, I think that we need to look at how we schedule in. I think we need to redo the program, because we need to look at how we schedule in these other aspects that end up taking place. Let's not get over-ambitious. Let's not meet with have any public hearing in the portal at this stage. Constitutional court judges as well. Are we going to manage it time wise? I think that's the last day of the National Assembly sitting. I don't know whether that's going to be down at Joburg. I think we're sitting on that day. Or I think there's a proposed came from the programming committee, a proposed joint sitting for former President Mandela's birthday. So that's going to affect that. We need to look at how we deal with the 2008 emissions, and then the program for January next year, meeting with delegates from provincial legislatures. I mean, I think that's going to be out in terms of everybody's going to be talking in the election mode. So I think the program has to be revised. But I think let's focus, given given all the other pressures and things, let's focus on the minimum of what we've got to do and do that properly, and then we're going to do more.
Okay. Chief, I agree with you on the issue of engagement on public hearing. Only with respect to the issue of justice. So that we are not going to be doing. The only thing is that the submissions that we received from the open were with respect to the issue of government, the issue of the state inside of the world, and
the language.
That type of thing. So we said rather it would be much better if we engage a number of stakeholders in Oyan and African language form and structure and education structure. All those are issues that we have discussed now. Particularly to interact with other stakeholders. So the hearing would be precisely on the issue of the language, because what the Mpopo Academy and the education pertaining to the teaching is the language the Buya is to study Buya as outlined in the Constitution. So it seems like the Constitution has got failure or something. So that's the only issue. But all the other issues with respect to the fees and so on and so on, those are not things that we're doing. Rather, we do our own quiet research before we enter the process. And then, the issue of the submission, we still have to find time to look at the submission. So the date as reflected here would only serve as a guide for us to be able to have been, but otherwise, we can chop and change in order to make sure that we synchronize our own program to be able to do whatever we can for the election. understand that we are only going to be in a month or two next year. So, for the last 2 months, it means we have to come up with more confidence to support whatever other point that comes after the election. To be able to promote from where we are. So, I would really appreciate members make contributions and keep in touch with the public in order to facilitate the finalization of the process. Any other issues before we close? Okay, thank you very much, Congress. What about the budget? So the brief for now would be one, the draft program has to be changed, that is one, the date and everything. And then two, with respect to this brief, which is supposed to take place, bank and tenant, we are supposed to have circulated the motivation for that particular trip. Hopefully it will come next week for COVID-19. And in terms of the delegation, you can have a look at the delegation as well. Instead of everybody's vote, we have to give priority to people who have not been outside before, and hopefully that will be able to. Which means in essence that the budget will change. So if we take everybody on board, then it becomes more. So we have to talk and change. So those are the three main issues that we have to tackle. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Sorry, are you Mr. Beckman?
That's right.
Okay, that's great. The third is on, so good. Thank you.
Sorry that the meeting didn't have earth-shaking decision, but that will come.
No, I'm going to take another morning.
Nobody from the position to shake it. Yeah, that's why it's quite important. Nobody from the position.
Yeah, okay. Only I'm being so. Okay, and who's over there? Oh, that's
Jeffrey.
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 Jeffrey. Okay. Let's see if I have another picture of that. Sound of like. Okay. So, what sort of research do you have to do? Just like.
Just been in the sun, is it?
Right.